Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast. Welcome back home, a modern day parable. On our previous episode, Michelle's star rises quickly on American Idol, but the pressure to perform and conform begins to erode her faith. Her coaches push her to abandon her values and image for marketability, while parties and shallow friendships leave her spiritually drained.
What a life. Girl from a small town, living large in the city, on the red carpet, dressed up looking pretty. I've got the voice of an angel, grown men swoon when I sing. Women envy my wardrobe, and they're jealous of my bling. What a life. God must be blessing me, 'cause I'm living that dream, crushing that life. What a life.
I've been digging into USC's individualized major track. If I can show enough hands-on experience and line up faculty support, I could petition for a self-designed program by sophomore year.
So an internship at my church is part of the bigger picture for you.
Yeah, I know I'm still in high school, but I've been thinking about this for a while. Seminary doesn't always prepare people for what real ministry looks like in cities. And on the flip side, social work programs don't really go deep on the spiritual side of things.
You're onto something. I've seen folks come in with solid theology, but no clue how to handle community trauma, or great organizing instincts, but no understanding of what keeps people anchored in hope.
Exactly. So I want to design something that blends both, something rooted in justice and faith. Do you think that makes sense?
I think it's bold, and I respect that. But USC is going to want to see that you're not just dreaming. You've got the discipline to back it up. This internship would need to have real teeth.
I'm ready for that, and I appreciate you giving me a chance. And now, before I go, there's something else I wanted to bring up. It's kind of related.
Go on.
It's about a friend of mine. We grew up together back in Kansas. She's in LA now doing American Idol. I saw her the other day. She looked different, like she's running from who she used to be. It hit me hard. This is exactly the kind of space I want to learn to serve in, where people are trying to figure out who they are, but getting pulled in 100 directions.
And it's personal now.
Yeah, I mean, this is someone who used to sing in youth choir with me, who used to pray like she really believed it, and now it's like she's fading into this version of herself that's all glitter and filters. I don't know how to reach her.
Have you talked to her about it?
I've tried. But any time I bring up anything close to faith or home, she shuts down. It's like she sees me as a reminder of who she's trying to forget.
That's not unusual. Sometimes when folks are building a new identity, they cut ties with anything that feels like the old them, even if it was good.
But it hurts. I don't want to sit back and do nothing while she spirals.
Then don't, but don't try to drag her back either. People come back to truth when they're ready, not when we pressure them. Your job is to be the kind of presence that reminds her what grace feels like when she needs it.
So, stay close, but don't push?
Exactly. Be consistent. Be real. She needs to know there's someone who still sees her, who isn't impressed or intimidated by the fame, but isn't judging her either.
That's a fine line.
Yeah, but that's where real ministry lives, in the tension. The goal isn't to fix her. It's to love her well enough that when the lights go dim, she remembers there's still a place called home.
That's harder than giving her a speech.
It usually is, but sometimes the quiet witness lasts longer than the loud one.
I just don't want to lose her completely.
Then give God the part you can't carry, and trust that what you're planting might take root, even if it's not today. Remember, God is always there to hear your prayers.
Then I'll pray.
Can you reach my friend? You're the only one who can. Lord, I know you love her. Make her understand. Can
ladies and gentlemen, was Michelle Landon with her eye-popping rendition of Donna Summer's Love to Love You Baby. Wow.
Wow, indeed. That was uncomfortable to watch.
I'm getting texts from some of the church members.
Me too.
Have you been able to reach her?
She's blocked me on social media, and Tina won't give me her new number.
She said she was going to call home every week.
Daddy, I'm sorry. I know this isn't what you wanted for her.
She looks lost, Liz. Completely lost.
I'm watching from afar as she becomes someone I don't know. The child I raised with prayer and cares, putting on a show. The whole community is watching. They see what she's become. They whisper about our family, about what we've done wrong in raising her.
Watching from afar,
my heart is breaking.
Watching from afar,
my faith is shaking.
Did I fail her?
Did I push too hard now?
Now I'm just watching
from afar. Oh, she's dancing for approval from people who don't know her heart. She's singing someone else's song, playing someone else's part. And all I can do is watch and pray that she'll remember,
remember who she used to be. Oy. Before she lost her way. Watching from afar, afar.
With love that doesn't fade.
Watching from,
yeah,
afar.
Through all the choices that she's made,
still her father,
still believing,
still believing
that she'll find her way back home. Even while I'm
watching from afar.
Ooh. Daddy, it's not your fault.
Isn't it? Maybe if I had listened more, controlled less.
Or maybe she just needed to learn some lessons the hard way.
Hello? Who's this?
Michelle, it's Suzanne.
How'd you get this number?
Tina gave it to me. I figured it must have been an oversight for you to change your number and not tell me.
What do you want?
I'm worried about you. A lot of people out here are.
No need. I'm the odds-on favorite to win this thing, Suzanne. I'm doing fine.
Fine? After that performance? Michelle, it wasn't just the singing. You broke your dad's heart. He couldn't even finish it. Everyone at church is talking about it.
That's the point, Suzanne. To get people talking. To make headlines. To prove I'm more than the little church girl from Kansas.
But, Michelle, the church, your family, they don't even know how to reach you anymore. You changed your number. You don't answer emails. Everyone feels like you've shut the door on them.
Because I have. I don't need their lectures, or their shame, or the weight of their expectations dragging me back.
They don't want to drag you back. They want to love you, to remind you of who you are.
No. They want me to stay small, to stay safe, but I'm not going back. Not to pews and potlucks and special music. That world was never big enough for me.
Welcome Back Home, a modern parable to be continued.